Book reviews from 2021. I read a lot of books every year, and I like to post reviews of those books right after I read them. In the show notes, you can find a link to all of my book reviews from this year. But I thought I'd share an older podcast on my all-time favorite book.
Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
My favorite book. Martin Luther said, "The Bible is alive. It speaks to me. It has feet. It runs after me. It has hands. It lays hold on me." I love to read, so I read a whole lot of books every year. It's not unusual for me to be working my way through 4 or 5 books at a time. I read the classics, poetry, history, biographies, autobiographies, devotionals, leadership training, personal development, marriage and parenting skills, and many other genres. I don't have enough shelf space for all of the books that I have, but when people ask me my all-time favorite book, I don't even hesitate. The book that is in a category all by itself is my Bible. I say my Bible because I've made it my own. I highlight, I underline, I star, I jot notes in the margin, I circle keywords. Sometimes I even mark all the question marks in a passage. My study Bible is one that I've had for over 20 years. Each time I read through my Bible, I use a different color or style of highlighter. So as I look back at different highlighted passages, I can remember back to where I was in my life, what I was going through, the struggles I was having. Sometimes I smile when I remember what the Holy Spirit revealed to me in my Bible at that time and how I've grown. Sometimes I remember the deep emotion as I see where a teardrop caused the highlighter to run and recall the comfort that my Bible brought to me. Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, is a poem of love to God for His Word. In 176 verses, the psalmist refers to God's Word in 172 verses. Here are just a few. "I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I rejoice in following your statutes as one who rejoices in great riches. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free." If you haven't made Bible reading a part of your daily schedule, Psalm 119 is a good place to start. Scientists tell us that you only have to do something for 21 days in a row for it to become a habit. Psalm 119 is divided into 22 sections, and each section is just 8 verses long. You can find time to read just 8 verses a day, can't you? If you do, you will have established one of the greatest habits in your life, daily Bible reading. I spent a whole week writing more about my favorite book, so I've shared a link to 4 other posts in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.